Related matters to what we've been talking about vis-a-vis the police. Later on this year, the UK's Met will officially stop attending emergency calls related to mental health. Now, they're not trained to deal with such matters, and yet it's estimated they spend 20 to 40% of their time dealing with them. Now, the chief executive of the mental health platform Clearhead, Dr. Angela Lim, is with us on this. Angela, very good morning to you.
Oh, good morning to you too.
And I guess the problem is, if not the police, then who?
Yeah, look, the research and best practice clearly state that mental health professionals who are trained in being able to de-escalate mental health crisis, who know how to say the right things, are the most appropriate for seeing these individuals. And unfortunately, because they're so short-staffed, then the backflow is the emergency department, or it's the police, because they're the ones that are operating 24/7, which is kind of really when most of the mental health crisis happens. They happen after hours. So I think in the context that if we remove the police, similar to the UK, then the issue is these individuals are going to hurt themselves, or they could hurt others around them, or they could hurt property. So I think there are real consequences around not having a workforce to meet the need.
Would you advocate the police still be involved? Say they made the decision not to attend mental health call-outs. Would you still advocate that they be involved if a crime was involved as well?
Yeah, so there is always still a place for police, especially in the context that, like, if an individual requires some level of physical force to kind of subdue the individual, because they might be in a state where they are so unaware of their situation that they are lashing out. And so, these mental health workers then also need to be protected in those scenarios. So it's kind of what it's really saying is, like, instead, but those situations are a smaller proportion to the total proportion of mental health calls that the police is attending. And so really this whole initiative is about, in some ways, creating that burning bridge for the public system, the public health system, to kind of say, well, you can't keep, shirking your responsibility around a lack of workforce by having it flow on to the police services, where these police generally aren't trained to support the mental health.
Good insight, Angela. Appreciate it very much. Angela Lim is with Clearhead, an online mental health platform. So it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds in Britain and how much pressure goes on people like Andrew Costa here.